So, I've been in deep and darkest Gosford for now 4 days working on this art project. I've mentioned it a couple of times in a couple of the previous audio booms that I've been doing. And I got a call today. It's now about, what time is it? It's nearly 6 o'clock in the evening of Thursday, whatever it is, the 23rd, I think, of September 2015. And I got a call today from the project manager who's running this operation. And she mentioned to me that she's pulling me out a piece of vinyl stencil that is to be used, isn't going to be turning up probably until late next week, actually. And in order for me to keep working, I really need to have it, well, maybe not tomorrow. I've got plenty of work to keep me going for Friday, and I had plenty for today, Thursday. But come Monday, I'll probably run out of work, and if it's not here for me, I'm going to be kicking around. And she reckons it's probably not going to turn up until Wednesday or Thursday. So she's pulling me out. I'm going back to Brisbane tomorrow night, which is a little bit of yippee-ki-yay. I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to going back to Brisbane to some lovely people and having a bit of home time again. I've been in this motel unit, or variations of this motel unit, for quite a few weeks now, off and on. Sort of got my routine quite well organised nowadays. I have my technology. You might be able to hear a bit of music in the background. Yeah, a little Bluetooth speaker I bought, which I send a signal to from my iPad. I use my iPad as my way of keeping connected to everything and listening to things, and the Bluetooth speaker works great both while I'm working and here when I'm back in the motel. Because it's got a battery and it's independent, I don't have to worry about the power supply where I'm working, which is good because they don't have power, because unfortunately they had some copper thieves come through the place back in November of last year and strip the place of all the wiring in it, and they're in the process of rewiring it at the moment. So I don't have power, so I've had to rely on being quite independent. And as I've learnt, it's really quite worthwhile having some serious backup power supplies. So I have a battery pack that can charge up a few devices and keep the Bluetooth speaker going along with my iPad if things start to run a bit low on juice. But yeah, it's funny to be working in this situation, and I've got really good in the last few years to just accept the way it is. This morning when I went into work, I was staying the weekend. Now I'm not. I'm going home. 3 days ago, there was a chance I was going to be wrapping up and going home this weekend for different reasons. And prior to that, I was going to be staying the week. You know, like, it's just in constant flux, and I'm really quite comfortable with not knowing what I'm doing. At the moment, I'm going home. And I'm very happy with that idea. I'm going to connect with this audio boo an image of what I completed yesterday. It's a, if you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, you may have already seen it, but it's an image of the stone that I was painting. It's a large piece of wall. What I'm working on is a large mural that wraps around a series of elevator shafts in a new building in the centre of Sydney. I've mentioned on previous audio booths. But this particular panel is a map of the set of the Port Jackson settlement, which is what Sydney became. And it's in April 1788, which is only 3 months after the first fleet arrived. And it's really, I find it quite interesting to actually see how the settlement had been portrayed. So rudimentary. You know, we're talking about tents and maybe some very, very rudimentary huts. It was all that was erected by April of that year. And it's quite fascinating, along with a few other bibs and bobs that we've put onto the stone, and that's been engraved into the stone as part of the art piece. Yeah, so I'll include an image of that if you're interested to have a look. So that's what I'm up to. I'm going home tomorrow night, and I'll work a full day tomorrow, and I'll have to get myself out of here. Oh, I've got to go down to reception of this motel and tell them that I'm leaving tomorrow, pulling out a day earlier than I was originally booked in this room. So I've got to go to work tomorrow and do a normal day, and then when I finish, I'll leave from site and go down to Sydney, which is an hour and a bit's drive, and jump on a big silver bird and fly home, which will be rather wonderful. And I'm just going to leave all my tools at site, leave all my gear there. I might put my actual personal tools in the office so that somebody doesn't start pilfering them or anything. I don't think that would happen anyway, but it might. I doubt it. Yeah, but all my actual paints and brushes and stuff I can leave on site. Nobody's going to nick them. And I'll head home. So, yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good to go home. Talk to you later, everybody. Thanks for being out there. Bye for now. Cheers.